a new season, but the goal remains the same. This is Daytona Tortugas Baseball.
As Hines swings, deep drive, left field, Urbina back, and all he can do is turn and watch that one sail off the facing of the batting cages. As De La Cruz, a line drive right field, that one's down for a base hit, and gets behind the glove of Gary Jr. Everybody's going to score. Two runs in. Ellie on his way to third. He'll be in there sliding feet first. Two runs in for Daytona, and they've got a 2-0 lead. Ground ball to the second baseman, Callahan. This will do it, and the year of the no-hitter has made its way to Daytona Beach. Five pitchers combine on a 1-0 no-hitter of the Jupiter Hammerheads, as the Tortugas have a dog pile in between the pitcher's mound and first base.
It's now time to come ashore with the Tortugas pregame show. Now, let's send it out to the ballpark and the voice of the Daytona Tortugas, Justin Rock.
Tuesday evening, and game one of this six-game road trip between your Daytona Tortugas and the homestanding St. Lucie Mets. Justin Rock with you here on the pregame show, taking you up until our 6:10 scheduled first pitch here in the opening game of this six-game series. Daytona fresh off a winner against the Cardinals on Sunday night. Daytona coming away with a 7-5 victory. Daytona erasing three separate deficits in that ball game to come away with the victory. Daytona 19-26 on the year. Mets 29-16, 4 up on Jupiter in the Eastern Division, 10 up on Daytona, who enters play today in third place in the East. It'll be a return home once again for Jay Allen the second. Went to high school about 20 minutes north of us here at Clover Park at John Carroll Catholic High School. He'll be in the lineup today, batting third in center field, as Daytona going to try and turn around what happened here last time they visited Clover Park. Mets won five of the six games in that series. Mets have done that a lot in their stretches at home this year, as the Mets come into play here on this Tuesday with a 15-3 home record. That is the best in the entire Florida State League. We'll take a break here on the pregame show. Last homestand. So over the last couple of weeks, we had a chance to sit down with second baseman Tyler Callahan. He's been turning it around offensively over the last couple of days. Had a multi-hit game in game one of the doubleheader on Saturday. Had an RBI knock in the game on Sunday. He'll be our guest when we return. We'll also get you starting lineups and first pitch. Daytona and St. Lucie coming your way in just a matter of moments here on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Dave & Buster's is all new and now open in Tomoka Town Center, the only place to eat, drink, play, and watch sports in Daytona Beach. Play hundreds of the newest arcade games and check out the mind-blowing virtual reality experiences. Catch all the games on massive HD TVs and our state-of-the-art sports bar. Try all new menu items like the mouth-watering Super Stack Burger and enjoy one-of-a-kind cocktails. Eat, drink, play, and watch sports only at the all-new Dave & Buster's in Daytona Beach, now open in Tomoka Town Center.
Back here at the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network in the pregame show. Justin Rock joined alongside one of the top young players in the Red system. That is second baseman Tyler Callahan. Tyler, it's been a long journey for you back here to Daytona Beach from last year to now. How does it feel to be back healthy and back in the lineup doing your thing?
It feels great. Just like I never left. Back at it, put in the work throughout the last year, and it feels like it's finally paying off, getting back out here, doing what I love. So.
How special was that for you yesterday, your first at-bat back in almost a full year, and you go and clock a two-run homer around the left field pole? It's the only two runs scored in the ball game for a shutout victory. How did it feel off the bat, and did you think that was going to stay fair around the pole?
Oh, it felt great. It felt like everything I've been working for, like, all came together right at one time. And right when I hit it, I was like, I knew I had the chance to be out of here. And then as soon as I hit it, I was like, oh, that's probably going to slice foul because, you know, left-handed slicing. So I thought I was going to slice foul, and it ended up staying fair, and I was pretty pumped. I got to see my family up in the stands while I hit it, so it was really cool experience.
What did that mean to you to have them in the stands to see that come off your bat, your first at-bat back, to share that moment with them?
Oh, everything. Just because everybody knows that the rehab process is all a grind, but, like, those are the people that are really in it with me, and they understand what I went through the past year, what I was doing to try to get myself to be able to do something like that when I came back. And those are the people that just, like, understand what I've been through. And to have them there for me and understand, and, like, I knew that they appreciated it and enjoyed the same excitement I did it when I hit it. So
one of the other great things about the game yesterday is you got plenty of chances at second base as well, your first game back after Tommy John surgery. How did it feel getting so many ground balls, especially early, and, you know, just doing your thing and being able to do that successfully without any problems?
It was amazing. Oh my gosh, like, so much more fun being back out in the field, being able to make plays, being able to help the team out whatever way. And so being able to get those balls early like that, it definitely was almost like a load off, like, yeah, we're here, like, this is real, there's fans, there's at a stadium, the energy's there, and then I'm actually being able to make plays now. So it was really fun.
Everyone talks about Tommy John surgery when it's in relation to pitchers and things like that and the different rehab processes for them. What was the rehab process like for you coming back over the course of the last year?
Yeah, so it was definitely a grind. A little bit earlier than pitchers because I didn't have to do my bullpen, mound work progression, stuff like that. And it was mainly just fielding progression once I got the ability to throw after several months, working on my shoulder, working on my shoulder strength, arm strength, overall the muscles and ligaments to help your body throw, and so I can take a little bit of load off on my elbow. And the rehab was fun. It was a grind being in there every single day, doing the same thing every day. It kind of gets monotonous, but you got to know that you're in there for an outcome and an end result. And so being able to do all that, go through my progressions, turning double plays, throwing on the run, and finally be able to work up to back being able to play in the game, it was just, it all seems like I did what I needed to do, and now my arm feels great. So
there's a lot of great people out in Arizona, particularly on the rehab side of things for the Reds organization. I've heard so many great things from other players over the last couple of years. What was it like for you working with the people out there in Arizona, and how did they help make that experience, which can be, like you said, monotonous and, you know, a grind out there every single day? How did they help you, you know, get ready?
I'll tell you what, if it wasn't without those guys and ladies, then I would not be where I am right now, mentally or physically, because, like I said, it was very monotonous, but it's not one of those things that you dread going into the field, because the people that surround you, the coaches, the staff, the other players in rehab, for everybody to be there just with the common goal of making yourself healthy, getting you better, getting you back into shape, getting you ready to play, like, the environment was so special because it was fun. Like, we made names for ourselves, we made t-shirts for ourselves, we called ourselves the Rehab Dogs. We made it like a sense of entitlement to be able to be in rehab. I know it's always like a negative connotation when you're talking rehab, but for them to be able to kind of turn that around and make it not like, oh, we're all sitting here hurt, not playing. It's like, wow, we're all grinding to be able to go back and play the game we love. And to have that atmosphere with everybody with the common goal was just incredible.
How do you think that's going to help you in the long run? I mean, that's such a huge thing to be able to find the positive, to find the joy in the tough moments in life, whether it's professionally or personally. Do you think that's going to help you in the long run to, you know, see how you were able to endure that and come out of it better?
No doubt, yeah. So everybody likes to talk about the physical attributes that rehab takes a toll on, but I would say mainly it's the mental part. Whether you go out to Arizona, you go into the field for a few hours, get your rehab done, and then you're alone. Like, you're at your apartment, you might have a roommate, but it's understanding that you're going to be watching other teams play, your buddies play, everybody, and you're rooting for the best of them because you know that they want you back out there too. They want you there, and everybody is working to get you back out there. And so that kind of helps your mental state. It's like, yeah, I can do this. Everybody wants me to do this. Everybody's helping me do this so I can get back out there with myself.
one of the other great parts about that is a lot of the guys you were rehabbing with last year are back out at affiliate ball. A bunch of them are on this Daytona roster. Tanner Cooper starting on Wednesday was out there. Luis May. I mean, there's unfortunately too many names to list there. But what's it like being able to be around that same group of guys that you were rehabbing with, or at least a group of them from last year, back out in affiliate doing exactly what you were planning on doing, you know, last August?
Oh yeah, there's a great sense of camaraderie, especially among us rehab dogs. Like I said, Coop, May, Jamal O'Gwin had the same surgery I did around like 2 weeks before me. So me and him have kind of just been together through the long haul. Every single day, me and him are doing the same thing. We got developed a really close friendship. He was newly drafted this past offseason, just signed this past offseason. I had no idea who he was, but we clicked right away. We were able to get through the process together. If we had questions about our arm, like, we would just talk to each other. Hey, do you feel this? Hey, do you feel that? And he was just a big help to me along the way, and same with all of those other guys. So it's really nice to be back out there with them.
One final question for you, Tyler. One of the big differences from this year, from your first two real minor league seasons in 19 and 21, it has been the fact that the Reds and the affiliates have been paying and getting you set up with your housing, not something that you had to figure out yourself coming into town late or last year leaving town trying to figure out things. How has that helped you so far getting acclimated here in Daytona to know that, you know, that part of the game, that part of your life as a ball player is being taken care of?
Oh, it's so much better than you can even put into words. Like, you wouldn't understand the toll it really takes on a player to try to find their own housing, because the leases, the moving up and down, the leaving whenever, it's honestly really tough. And the fact that the organizations are able to do this for us now, and the Reds have set up a great team like to help us find apartments, they have their own apartments, and so it really takes a toll off, because like I landed here on Monday at 2:30 or like 1 o'clock in the morning, and I could just go to the hotel knowing I'm going to have an apartment in a couple days. Like, I don't have to scramble. I don't have to look to see where I'm going to live. I just know it's going to be there. And so it's definitely taken a huge toll off.
Well, it's so great to have him back. Tyler Callahan, thank you so much for the time. Continue to feel well. Keep doing your thing. We'll be talking to you the rest of the way, man. Thank you so much for the time.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
There next, the pregame show, starting lineups and first pitch right here on the Tortugas Radio Network.
I'll take a Coke.
Is Pepsi okay?
Is Pepsi okay? Is Pepsi okay? Ow! Our puppy's okay. He's a shooting star, okay?
Is the laughter of a small child okay?
Are you with me? You seem confused. Let's role play. Now.
Okay, I'm Steve. I'm an actor.
No. Just order something.
You will
have a nice cold glass of the best thing you ever tasted, okay?
Okay.
I think you might be just saying it wrong. You gotta say it with pride, okay?
Okay.
Oh, yeah, kind of. Pepsi's more than okay. It's okay. Okay. Okay, what have we learned today?
You want a Pepsi?
I want a Pepsi.
She wants a Pepsi. There you go. Okay. Like Lil Jon. Okay.
I've got to come up with my own catchphrase.
Okay!
Swing over to LabCorp Daytona Beach and participate in a research study today. Compensation ranges from $500 to $12,000 for time and participation. Visit LabCorpClinicalTrials.com to find out how you can participate.
Thank you for listening to the Tortugas Pregame Show. Be sure to tune in 15 minutes prior to the first pitch to hear it before every Daytona Tortugas game. Now, back out to the ballpark and Justin Rock.
Baseball time here in Port St. Lucie. Justin Rock back with you here high atop Clover Park as the Tortugas return here to Port St. Lucie. Second trip for the Treasure Coast this season for Daytona Beach as the right-hander Luis Moreno warms up on the mound. Let's take a look at tonight's starting lineups. First for your Daytona Tortugas, put together by their manager, Cookie Dawkins. Daniel Vaoheen leads off behind the plate, batting second in right field is Blake Dunn. Hitting third and center, Jay Allen the second. Ruben Ibarra cleans up at first base. Tyler Callahan, our pregame guest, bats fifth at second. Jack Rogers is the DH in the sixth spot. Ilvin Fernandez had a multi-hit game in game two of Saturday's doubleheader. He'll bat seventh at shortstop. Hitting eighth at third base is Braylon Minier, and hitting ninth in left field is Fidel Castro. As for the Mets, their starting lineup put together by their manager, Robbie Robinson, leading off at center, Alex Ramirez. William Lugo bats second at third base. Omar De Los Santos is the DH hitting third. Stanley Consuegra cleans up in left. Carlos Dominguez, right fielder, hits fifth. Jose Rivera is behind the plate in the sixth spot, batting seventh at second. Junior Tillian, Jack Thomas Wold hits eighth at first base, and Kevin Villavicencio bats ninth at short. Moreno ready, Vaoheen ready, the windup, and our first pitch of the ball game is a fastball up and away at 93 for ball one. We're underway at 6:11 Eastern Time. Righty fires, and Vaoheen a bouncing ball towards short. Charging in is Villavicencio, even with the second base back, throws on to first. And the leadoff man retired here in the top of the opening inning. One out. Now it is the right fielder, Blake Dunn. Dunn and Daytona's win on Sunday was 1-for-3. Scored a couple of runs, doubled, and stole a pair of bases as well. Dunn hitting 289 in his first 15 games, 13-for-45. And the first pitch, righty batter shows bunt, but cannot lay it down. It's a strike. It is 0-1. Dunn, six extra base hits, two homers, six RBIs. 9-for-9 in stolen base opportunities. The 0-1 from Moreno is a breaking ball across for a strike, 0-2. Moreno, the starter for the Mets here tonight. 6'2", 199 pounds. Turned 23 the other day from San Cristobal in the Dominican. This is another chopper to short. Villavicencio a few steps to his left. Throw to first in time. Two down. Two quick outs here in the first inning. Brings up the center fielder, Jay Allen the second. Jay hitting 237 in 39 games. 10 extra base hits. Two homers, 15 RBIs, leads the team with 20 stolen bases. Jay 0-for-4 with a walk and a run scored. Stole a base in that game on Sunday. And the first pitch from Moreno, did he go on a check swing? Yes, he did, says the base umpire, Christian Argueza. It is 0-1. Moreno making his ninth appearance and third start as Allen takes low. It is 1-1. Moreno, 3-0 record. A 2.88 ERA, one save, 31 hits in 34 and a third innings, 18 walks, 29 strikeouts, the 1-1. And Allen swings through a breaking ball. It's 1-2. Opponents hitting 250 against Moreno coming into play here today, looking for a 1-2-3 first, and time is called. Connor McKenna behind the plate, calling balls and strikes. Manual umpiring here on Tuesdays on the road as Allen takes low. Breaking ball, it is two balls and two strikes. Moreno working from the first base side of the mound. American flag out in right center, blowing in the 2-2 pitch. And he struck him out swinging. Fastball tailing down and in at 93. And Moreno retires the side in order. On 10 pitches in the first, through a half, Daytona nothing. Here come the Mets on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network.
Dave & Buster's is all new and now open in Tomoka Town Center. The only place to eat, drink, play, and watch sports in Daytona Beach. Play hundreds of the newest arcade games and check out the mind-blowing virtual reality experiences. Catch all the games on massive HD TVs and our state-of-the-art sports bar. Try all new menu items like the mouth-watering Super Stack Burger and enjoy one-of-a-kind cocktails. Eat, drink, play, and watch sports only at the all-new Dave & Buster's in Daytona Beach. Now open in Tomoka Town Center.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Tanner Cooper on the mound for Daytona here tonight to open up this road trip. Another quick look at the Mets lineup. Alex Ramirez, William Lugo, Omar De Los Santos, the top of the order. Stanley Consuegra, Carlos Dominguez, Jose Rivera, 4, 5, and 6. With Junior Tillian, Jack Thomas Wold, and Kevin Villavicencio rounding out the Mets starting nine. Tanner Cooper on the mound tonight for Daytona. Cooper making his ninth appearance and fifth start of the year. 6'2", 217 pounds, 22 years old from Farmington, New York. And the first pitch of his night to Ramirez across for a strike. It is 0-1. Ramirez hitting at 324 in 41 games. This one hit on the ground left side. Minier to his left. Fields throw to first in time. And there is one away. Cooper likes to work at a fast pace. One up, one down. Now it is William Lugo. Righty batter hitting 259. 15 extra base hits. 3 homers, 16 RBIs. Cooper from the first base side of the mound. His first pitch is lined off the netting towards the first base side. It is 0-1. Cooper 2-1, a 3.77 ERA, 33 hits. In 31 innings, the 0-1. And this one off the hands to short. Charging in, Fernandez throws from the infield grass in time, 2 down. So a couple of weak grounders to start the night for Cooper on the hill. And that brings up the DH, Omar De Los Santos. De Los Santos hitting at 288 in 37 games. 18 extra base hits, 6 homers, 22 RBIs. Righty against righty. And the first pitch breaking ball bounces. It is 1-0. Cooper, 33 hits in 31 innings, 8 walks, 34 strikeouts entering play tonight. The 1-0, and De Los Santos lifts it in the air to the right out of play. It is 1-1. Cooper earned the win in relief his last time out against the Cardinals. That was last Wednesday. Struck out a career-high 8, allowed 1 run on 4 hits over 4 as De Los Santos fouls it back behind the plate. It is 1-2. Defensive alignment behind Cooper, left to right in the outfield. Fidel Castro, Jay Allen the second, and Blake Dunn. Cooper is 1-2. This one flied in the air, shallow right. Coming on is Dunn, and with the sunglasses on, makes the catch by the bill of that green cap to end the inning. 1-2-3 go the Mets. Cooper retires the side on 8 pitches after 1, no score. On the Tortugas Radio Network. After a road trip, your Tortugas return home on Tuesday, June 7th to battle the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. It all starts with the Breast Cancer Awareness Night presented by Radiology Associates Imaging, featuring special pink uniforms worn by Tortugas players and coaches. It'll also be a Silver Sluggers Night presented by Conviva and a Taco Tuesday with special deals at concession stands. We celebrate Imaginary Friend Night on Wednesday, June 8th. It's also a Belly Buster Wednesday presented by Marco's Pizza with all-you-can-eat hot dogs, hamburgers, popcorn, and cheesy Marco's Pizza, the biggest part. party in Central Florida returns with a Bud Light Thirsty Thursday on June 9th, including drink specials starting at just a buck. Bring your four-legged friend out for a nine-inning vacation, too, as it'll also be another Bark of the Park night. Arrive early on Friday, June 10th, as the first 1,000 fans will receive a T-shirt giveaway as a part of another The Nine Night. Players and coaches will don special jerseys, and we recognize Jackie Robinson's teammate, Johnny Wright. Stick around after the final out for another First Friday fireworks show. We celebrate Girl Scout Night on Saturday, June 11th. It'll also be Lung Force Night presented by the American Lung Association. We wrap up the six-game set on Sunday with America's favorite mascot and Sheldon's Family Fun Day featuring Kids Run the Bases presented by Neighbors Ice Cream. For tickets and more information on all our promotions, give us a call at 386-257-3172. Visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com. Ruben Ibarra to lead off for Daytona, top of the second inning. Part of the lineup due up against Luis Moreno, retired the side in order on 10 pitches in the first. And his first pitch to Ibarra in the second, across for a strike, 0-1. Righty, lefty, lefty due up against the right-hander this inning as Ibarra hits that one sharply on the ground to short. Staying down on it is Villavicencio, and his throw to first in time for the first out of the inning. 109 miles an hour off the bat on that ground ball. So, one away. Third ground ball to short out of the four hitters tonight for Daytona. And now it is the second baseman, Tyler Callahan. Callahan 1-for-3 with an RBI and a couple walks on Sunday, and he takes up and away for ball one. Callahan 6-4 his first 29. That's a 207 average as this one line in left center field down for a base hit. Over to cut it off is Ramirez. That'll hold Callahan to first with a single. So Daytona, the game's first hit, the game's first base runner. And a man aboard with one out for Jack Rogers. 103 miles an hour on the base hit there from Callahan. Rogers joined Daytona's roster last week from High A Dayton. Rogers 1-for-4 in Sunday's win. Lefty batter takes low for ball one. Rogers in Daytona, 2-4 his first 14 with a triple and an RBI. Overall this year hitting 105, 8-for-76. Between the two levels, runner goes, and Rogers a drive out to right. Long run back there for Dominguez to the warning track. Reaches over his shoulder. Can't make the catch. It's one hop on the warning track and over the wall. That's going to cost Daytona a run as Callahan has to hold at third. It's a ground rule double for Jack Rogers, and Daytona with second and third and one out. 104 miles an hour off the bat on the two-bagger by Rogers. And Daytona with three very hard hit balls here to start the third inning, rather the second inning. Corners are in, middle infield back, as here is Ilvin Fernandez. Went 2-for-2 in game two of Sunday's doubleheader as he takes low for ball one. Never seen this before. The Hawkeye data registered Rogers' ball as a home run. But it wasn't. The 1-0. Breaking ball taken at the knees for a strike. And the count 1-1. Fernandez, 3-for-5 in Daytona. Walked and struck out in both ends of the doubleheader on Saturday. 20 years old. The 1-1. And Fernandez steps in the bucket. Can't connect on the off speed. It is 1-2. Fernandez, last year in the Arizona Complex League, hit .217. Had 8 extra base hits, a homer, and 12 RBIs. Joined Daytona's roster back on the 26th. Moreno from the first base side of the slab. The 1-2 pitch. On the outside corner, got him looking. 94 on the black. And a big second out of the inning for Moreno. Second strikeout tonight for him. Now it's Braylon Menier. Menier 0 for 4 on Sunday. Average has dipped to .195, 8 for 41 in 14 games. Second and third, two out, no score, and he's out in front of the fastball. It is 0-1. Menier, 5 extra base hits, 3 homers, 16 RBIs. Shadows creeping in with some clouds hanging overhead. Mix of blue and gray. That one outside, 1-1. Defensive alignment behind Moreno. Left to right of the outfield, Stanley Consuegra, Alex Ramirez, and Carlos Dominguez. As the righty sets, the 1-1 pitch. And Menier out in front once again at 78. It's 1-2. Third to first around the infield, William Lugo, Kevin Villavicencio, Junior Tillian, and Jack Thomas Wold, with Jose Rivera doing the catching behind the plate. The 1-2. Menier off the hands, right-hand side. Wold to his right. Overhand throw to Moreno, covering in time. Ends the inning. Daytona threatens a single and a ground rule double, but leave both runners stranded in scoring position. We are through 1.5. Still scoreless on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Want to head out to Jackie Robinson Ballpark this season but aren't sure of what day or game works best for you? A Daytona Tortugas Flex ticket plan may be right up your alley. With a 10 or 30 game ticket plan, you'll get your very own personal account manager, online access to transfer or exchange tickets, plus you can exchange your tickets in any combination. Want to use 2 tickets at a time? Perfect. Want to use 6 tickets for 1 game? That works too. There are no blackout dates as a part of the Daytona Tortugas Flex Pack. So what are you waiting for? Get your ticket plan and join in on the 9-inning vacation at one of America's legendary ballparks. To purchase your package today, get the Tugas box office a call at 386-257-3172. Or you can purchase them online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Hey, baseball fans, are you 60 and older and love coming out to Jackie Robinson Ballpark? Then be a part of the best ticket package in baseball with the Daytona Tortugas Silver Sluggers. What's included? You've got free parking, a complimentary t-shirt, a 10% shell shack discount, special offers at the concession stands, plus much, much more, in addition to tickets for 9 Tuesday evening ball games. So what are you waiting for? Sign up now by giving the Daytona Tortugas box office a call at 386-257-3172. That's 386-257-3172. Or visit us on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Bottom of the second inning, no score here in Port St. Lucie. Stanley Consuegra to lead off, flies the first pitch into right. Done over to his right, doesn't have to move much and makes the catch over his green lid for the first out of the second inning. So, a quick first out once again against Tanner Cooper. Brings up Carlos Dominguez. Dominguez, right-handed batter. Entering play today, hitting at .244 in 36 games. And the fastball from Tanner is high for ball one. Dominguez, 15 extra base hits, 10 homers, 24 RBIs. And he takes a strike on the inside corner. It is 1-1. Defensive alignment behind Tanner tonight. Left to right in the outfield, Fidel Castro, Jay Allen the second, and Blake Dunn. As Dominguez laid on the high fastball at 92. It is 1-2. Third to first around the infield, Braylon Menier, Ilvin Fernandez, Tyler Callahan, and Ruben Ibarra, the 1-2. Fastball down and away. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Daniel Vaoheen doing the catching behind the plate. 2-2 from Cooper. This one reached for, fouled over the netting and towards the booths to our right. It remains at 2-2. Not quite as humid in Port St. Lucie today, as I anticipated, 79 degrees right now. Real feel at 82. 12-mile-per-hour wind gusts. The east-northeast, American flag out in right center, blowing in and towards left, the 2-2. This one crushed out to left field. Back into his left goes Castro to the warning track at the wall, and all he can do is turn and watch that one sail out by the video board. Carlos Dominguez, his 11th home run of the year, and the Mets strike first here in the second. They have a 1-0 lead. Home run ties Dominguez with Rainer Nunez of Dunedin for the FSL lead with 11. 104.6 off the bat, 396 feet out to left center field. The 43rd home run Daytona has allowed this season. Base is empty, one out for Jose Rivera. And he takes outside for ball one. Rivera playing in his 22nd game, takes a strike knee high, 1-1. Rivera hitting 207, 12-458. One extra base hit, that's a home run and three RBIs, the 1-1. Outside and low, it is 2-1. Daytona tonight wearing the alternate dark green uniforms, Tortugas arched across the chest in white. White numerals front and back with a powder blue border. 2-1. Breaking ball strike, inner half, 2-2. Long black sleeves at either end of that green top. Cooper's 2-2 pitch, and he got him swinging. Fastball up above the letters at 91. First strikeout tonight for Tanner Cooper. Two out in the second inning for the second baseman, Junior Tillian. Tillian was not with the Mets the first two series these teams faced off. Playing in his 15th game tonight, hitting 255. Seven extra base hits, five homers, 11 RBIs, and that one high for ball one. Tillian became the first St. Lucie Met in franchise history to have a three-home run game in their 11-9 win over Dunedin on Sunday. As he swings through that down in the zone, it is 1-1. Cooper, gray pants down to his ankles, the 1-1 pitch, and this one line to the screen, 1-2. His cleats blend into those pants. Gray and white Nike cleats dug into the stadium mat. Green cap, green bill, white block D logo on the front as Tillian drives one out to right. Back end to his left is Dunn, curling towards the line, makes the catch over his shoulder to end the inning. But the Mets take the lead on a home run to left center by Carlos Dominguez at the end of two. 1-0 Mets on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Sundays are for family fun days at the Jack. Come save a few dollars and be part of the Shell-tastic Family Club to close out your weekends. Sheldon's Family Fun Pack includes a general admissions ticket to every Sunday home game, a Tortugas cap, special food and drink vouchers, access to special events like Kids Run the Bases and Catches on the Field, plus your own membership card and more. Plans are $24 for kids and $48 for adults. Give our ticket office a phone call and join in on a baseball atmosphere for all ages by calling 386-257-3172 or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
The biggest party in Central Florida is making its return to Minor League Baseball's oldest ballpark. That's right, Thirsty Thursdays presented by Bud Light are returning to the Jack. Every Thursday night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, fans can enjoy draft beers and fountain sodas starting at just $1. You heard that right, folks. Your favorite draft beer or fountain soda starts at just a single dollar. Tickets for our 10 Thirsty Thursday dates are going fast, so secure yours today. Give the Daytona Tortugas a phone call at 386-257-3172, or you can purchase your tickets on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Fidel Castro to lead off for Daytona, top of the third. Mets a 1-0 lead. And Castro takes a pitch outside for ball one. Castro came into the game for Jamal O'Gwin on Sunday after he was hit in the hand with a pitch. So he swings through the breaking ball down and in. It is 1-1. Castro was hit by a pitch in that game. Did score a run. 9-1-2 due up for Daytona. Castro, Vejohina, and Dunn, the 1-1 off the hands to short. To his right via Vicencio. Bobbles, gathers, throw to first, not in time. Imagine that one will go down as an E6 on via Vicencio. But Daytona has a leadoff man aboard to begin the top half of the third inning. Is indeed an error on the shortstop. So score that one in E6. One on, nobody out. And back to the top of the order in Daniel Vejohin. He grounded out too short his first time. And he takes low and inside for ball one. Vejohin entered play today 3-4 his first 29 with a homer and three RBIs. Drove in a big insurance run in the seventh inning on Sunday. Lefty batter with a slightly open stance. Righty fires. And that one misses the outer half. It is 2-0. Mets tonight wearing the blue pinstriped home white uniforms. Mets in orange script lettering across the chest. Blue numerals on the front. Orange numerals with a white and blue border on the back. 2-0 pitch to Vejohin. This is a line drive caught to the left by the third baseman Lugo. Throw back to first. Doubles off Castro, who took too big of his secondary lead. Vejohin hit a bullet. 96 miles an hour. William Lugo just stuck his glove out there and reeled it in. And Castro, anticipating that one getting through in the left, had to quickly slam on the brakes but could not get back in time. So, here is Blake Dunn with the bases empty and two out. And he takes in the dirt for ball one. Righty's 1-0 in the dirt. And the count 2-0. Dunn grounded out to short his first time. 0-1 here tonight. Sun peeking back out as Dunn takes high for ball three. Jay Allen the second waiting in the wings on deck. The 3-0 to Dunn, and he takes a called strike, and the count 3-1. Blue pinstriped white pants down to the ankles for Moreno. White and black cleats as Dunn takes a called strike up in the zone. It's a full count. Three-quarter royal blue sleeves out either end of that jersey top. Blue cap, orange bill, orange STL logo on the front. The 3-2 pitch, breaking ball on the inside corner. And Dunn down looking, thought that one was inside, pulled his shoulder in. But Moreno works around the leadoff error to face the minimum in the third. No runs, no hits, an error, and nobody left on the double play. At the end of 2.5, a 1-0 Mets lead on the Tortugas Radio Network.
The Tortugas are always looking to make a positive impact. That's why every Tuesday night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, it's Breast Cancer Awareness Night presented by Radiology Associates Imaging. Every Tuesday night at the Jack, Tortugas players and coaches will don special pink-tinted uniforms as the franchise raises money and awareness in the never-ending fight against breast cancer. Nothing can be better than an evening of baseball under the lights and supporting a noble cause. To purchase your Breast Cancer Awareness Night tickets today, give the Tugs box office a call at 386-257-3172 or visit them online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Whether it is corporate or casual, there's no better place for a group outing than a night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark with the Daytona Tortugas. We have a variety of different communal areas that are suitable to your needs. Looking to host a large number of people? The Budweiser Bullpen or Party Pavilion down the right field line is perfect for you. Searching for something a little smaller for a birthday party or team event? Take a look at the Turtle's Nest along the first base side. Our friendly and knowledgeable ticket staff are ready to help you get started. To learn more about our group areas and pricing, give the Tortugas a call at 386-257-3172 or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Jack Thomas, Wold to lead off for the Mets as we head to the bottom of the third inning. First pitch to the lefty, swinging first baseman, fouled aside. It is 0-1. 8-9-1 due up for the Mets. They have a 1-0 lead. Cooper's 0-1 is slide in the air, center field. Back end to his right is Allen in the gap, calls off Castro and makes the catch for the first out of the third inning. Two pitches, one out. Cooper's retired, the leadoff man in each of the first three innings tonight. And now it is the shortstop, Kevin Villavicencio. Joined the Mets roster during the previous meeting between these two clubs, hitting 222 in 20 games as he swings through the breaking ball 0-1. Seven extra base hits, a homer. Three RBIs this season for Villavicencio, the 0-1. This one tapped off the end of the bat to first. Ibarra fields to his right. Underhand shovel to Cooper over to cover in time, and there are two down. Two quick outs for Tanner in the third. Back to the top of the order, and Alex Ramirez rounded out to third base, his first time up. Dimensions here at Clover Park for those who have never been. 338 down the left field line. Actually, 330. It says 338 on StatCast. But 330 on the actual wall is that one low. Fastball 1-0. 405 to dead center, 330 to the line in right, 370 to the power alleys in left and right center as Ramirez fouls it off the mid of Vaoheen, 1-1. Bases empty, two out, bottom of the third, Mets a 1-0 lead. Righties 1-1. This one out in front is Alex, grounds it towards the third base, Camerwell, 1-2. Taller fences out in center and left. And there are out in right by a couple of inches. The 1-2 pitch, and Ramirez tied up on a fastball high and tight. 91 riding in. And Cooper picks up his second strikeout to record his second 1-2-3 inning. Mets go down in order on eight pitches after three. 1-0 St. Lucie on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
There is no greater show in Daytona Beach than a Firework Friday at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, the first Friday night home game of each month during the Tortugas 2022 campaign. Will conclude with a magnificent firework extravaganza over the Halifax River that will light up the night sky. In all, the Tugas will have seven firework shows throughout the course of the upcoming season. So don't wait. Secure your nine-inning vacation with a side of fireworks right now by giving the Tortugas box office a phone call at 386-257-3172 or by logging on to DaytonaTortugas.com.
The Treasure Coast Zone, Jay Allen the second. Lead off for Daytona here in the top of the fourth inning. Mets a 1-0 lead. Daytona no runs, two hits, no errors, two left. Mets one run, one hit, one error. They haven't left anyone. Allen to lead off, righty against righty. And Moreno's first pitch, a called strike up in the zone. It is 0-1. Allen, Ibarra, and Callahan, the three scheduled to bat. Jay struck out his first time tonight, the 0-1 off the hands and through the vacated right side of the infield for a base hit. Second baseman Tillian was shaded up the middle, and Jay takes advantage, and he picks up his first hit of the series. One on and nobody out. Brings up the first baseman Ruben Ibarra, hit a 109-mile-an-hour ground out to short in the very first trip to the plate. as time called. Blue skies overhead, a lot of puffy white clouds hanging out way beyond the center field wall. A few hanging over the diamond as well, but not as much. As that pitch outside kicks away from the catcher, Rivera. And on his second goes Allen on the wild pitch. So Daytona, a man in scoring position with nobody out. And a 1-0 count on Rubin. Ibarra been swinging a very good bat as of late. He's had a much better month of May than he did in the opening month of the season. Entered play today hitting .310 in May. And Ibarra takes a called strike. It's 1-1. An OPS over 1,000 with four homers and 10 RBIs. Trying to drive in a run here to tie the game. 1-1. And Ibarra line drive center field, waiting to see if it'll bounce as Allen. Ramirez fields and quickly fires in. Jay will hold at third base as the throw not really cut off, just bounces behind the pitcher's mound where Wold finally retrieves it. So back-to-back base hits by Allen and Ibarra start the fourth. And Daytona with men at the corners and nobody out. For the second baseman, Tyler Callahan. Single to left, his first time in the second inning. Callahan, lefty hitter against the righty pitcher. Corners are in, and the first offering is low for ball one. Callahan rejoined Daytona back on the 17th of May. Was limited to only 23 games last year after tearing his UCL and needing Tommy John surgery. A 1-0. Callahan takes the off-speed outside, 2-0. Then on the return this spring was in a car accident, and that added to the wait time for him to return to full season ball. 2-0. Inside and low. Callahan lays off the 93-mile-an-hour heat. It's 3-0. Jack Rogers had a ground rule double over the right fielder's head. His first time up, he is on deck. Moreno's 3-0 pitch, and Callahan taking all the way. Looks at a fastball strike. It is 3-1. Moreno. Fastball, curveball, changeup according to the Pitch FX and Hawkeye data. The 3-1. Callahan takes low ball 4, and Daytona has him loaded. Two singles and a walk, and Daytona has saturated the bags here in the top of the fourth inning as the Mets will send their pitching coach Victor Ramos out to the mound to have a conversation. With the right-hander, Moreno, Ramos. We'll talk on top the hill with Moreno and the catcher, Rivera. Daytona looking to get on the board here in this fourth inning. Connor McKenna, home plate umpire. Out to break up the meeting. And everyone slowly returning to their posts. So bases are full for Rogers. Looking to drive in a run. Or maybe two with a base hit. Righty at the shoulders. First pitch to Jack. Swung on and missed. Ball goes between the legs of the catcher, Rivera. And Allen's going to score, standing up to tie the game. We'll see how that one is scored. A wild pitch or a passed ball. But it went 5-hole on the catcher, Rivera. Advancing to 30. Ibarra taking second, Callahan. And we're tied at 1 in the top half of the fourth inning. Swing and a miss by both the hitter and the catcher. The 0-1. Rogers fouls it off the catcher. And the count quickly 0-2. Still waiting for the official ruling. On that first pitch to Rogers, that one outside. And the count, 1-2. Will officially go down as a passed ball against the catcher, Rivera. The 1-2 to Jack. Struck him out swinging. Off speed, down and away at 82. Went with the curveball. And Rogers down on strikes for the first out here in the fourth. Fourth strikeout tonight for Moreno. And now it is the shortstop, Ilvin Fernandez. Fernandez struck out looking his first time. He is 0-1. Righty batter with an upright stance, and the first pitch from Moreno. Tried to lay off the curveball, but could not help himself. Ruled a swing and a miss, and it's 0-1. Moreno in his second season in St. Lucie. Had a 6-4 mark here last year with a 5.42 ERA in 73 innings. As this one on the ground is short. This will give Daytona the lead. Via Vicencio looks to third, then throws to first for the out. Scoring from third, Ibarra. Advancing to third is Callahan. It's an RBI ground out for Ilvin Fernandez, his first as a Tortuga. And Daytona takes a 2-1 fourth inning lead. Nicely done by Fernandez, putting that ball in play and getting that run in from third. And now a man at third with two out for Braylon Minier. Grounded out to the right side his first time, and this one off the hands into center. Will it hold up for Ramirez? Back into his left. Indeed it will. He'll make the catch by the Mets. Word mark to end the inning. But Daytona takes the lead. Two runs, two hits, one man left at the end of 3.5. 2-1 Daytona on the Tortugas Radio Network.
The Holiday Inn Resort Daytona Beach Oceanfront offers a world-class experience that is second to none. We are centrally located on one of the world's most famous beaches with all the sun, sand, and surf Daytona Beach has to offer. You'll discover great shopping and dining, as well as an array of outdoor adventures nearby. Our oceanfront hotel has it all with direct beach access, relaxing pool with lounge deck, rejuvenating hot tub, exciting splash park, and beach volleyball courts. Stop by the Oceanfront Lounge and Restaurant for a delicious meal or refreshing drink. Our newly renovated, spacious rooms are a comfortable place to relax after a day at the beach, with private balconies, some with oceanfront views. We have a variety of accommodations available, including suites and fully equipped kitchen rooms. And all our guests will enjoy a full array of personal care amenities, such as an in-room safe, microwave, and refrigerator. Book your stay today at Holiday Inn Resort.
Want to head out to Jackie Robinson Ballpark this season but aren't sure of what day or game works best for you? A Daytona Tortugas Flex Ticket Plan may be right up your alley. With a 10 or 30 game ticket plan, you'll get your very own personal account manager, online access to transfer or exchange tickets, plus you can exchange your tickets in any combination. Want to use two tickets at a time? Perfect. Want to use six tickets for one game? That works too. There are no blackout dates as a part of the Daytona Tortugas Flex Pack. So what are you waiting for? Get your ticket plan and join in on the 9-inning vacation at one of America's legendary ballparks. To purchase your package today, get the Tugas box office a call at 386-257-3172, or you can purchase them online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Go to the bottom of the fourth inning, William Lugo to lead off. And the first pitch he sees from Tanner Cooper across bottom of the zone. It is 0-1. Lugo, De Los Santos, Consuegra, the 3-2 up as Lugo chases the high heat. Comes up empty. It is 0-2. Lugo grounded out to short his first time. Cooper's 0-2. Fouled back behind the plate to the screen. It is still no balls and two strikes. Lugo, De Los Santos, Consuegra, 2-3-4, set to hit for the Mets in the inning. Daytona a 2-1 lead. The 0-2 pitch high. It's a ball and two strikes. Take a look around the FSL here in this fourth inning. The 1-2 sent once again to the mesh netting. It remains a ball and two strikes. One game in the league has been impacted by weather. Now it was over in Clearwater. Blue Jays and Threshers in a rain delay to start as this one popped in the air. Back behind short. Onto the outfield grass is Fernandez, and with two hands makes the catch for the first out of the fourth inning. Cooper is retired, the leadoff man in each of the four innings tonight. One out for Omar De Los Santos. Flied out to right his first time, 0-1. Cooper from the first base side. This one yanked on the ground up the third baseline. Foul. It is 0-1. It'll be Trenton Wallace against Oswald Medina. When that Clearwater-Dunedin game eventually gets underway. The 0-1. Up and away. Trying to spin a breaking ball, 1-1. Bottom of the second inning in Palm Beach. Cardinals a 1-0 lead on Jupiter. RBI for the shortstop, Jeremy Rivas, as De Los Santos swings and misses at the heat, 1-2. Trent Baker against Luis Palacios in that game as this one hit sharply on the ground. Fernandez to his left. Behind the second base bag, throw a little bit towards the home plate side of first. But a good stretch by Ibarra reels it in for the second out. Two quick outs for Cooper in the fourth. And now it is the left fielder, Stanley Consuegra. Consuegra flied out to right his first time, 0-1. Base is empty. Daytona a 2-1 advantage. Righty offers, and that one bouncing in front of the plate. It is 1-0. Bottom two in Lakeland. Bradenton and the Flying Tigers are scoreless. 1-0. And Consuegra sends it to the screen. It's 1-1. Valentin Linares getting the start for the Marauders. Wilkel Hernandez for the Flying Tigers. That one yanked outside. And to the backstop, it is 2-1. Only other game is in Fort Myers tonight. Has not started yet. Between the Mighty Muscles and Tampa Tarpons, the 2-1. And Consuegra swings, fouls it off the shins of Aoheen. It is 2-2. Will be Tyson Yuli, or rather Tyrone Yuli for the Tarpons. And Mike Paredes for the Mighty Muscles. Well, 2-2 from Cooper. This one hit on the ground in the hole. It's short. Diving play by Fernandez, and the ball came up and hit him in the head. Fielded by Meniere on the outfield grass and throws into second. That'll hold the runner at first base. But Fernandez mistimed his dive. Dove a little bit too late. And the ball came up and caught Hernandez above the shoulders. Josh Hobson and Gookie Dawkins, the trainer and manager, respectively out to check on the 20-year-old shortstop. Back up on his feet and standing, kicking at some dirt in between Ruben Ibarra and Braylon Meniere. Will go down as a base hit for the Mets. Would have been a tough play for Fernandez regardless of whether or not he got a glove on that ball. Brief discussion for Hobson and Dawkins before they head back to the first base dugout. But the inning will continue for Carlos Dominguez. Drove in the Mets' first run with a home run in the second inning. So here is Dominguez. As we near the top of the 7 o'clock hour in the East, Justin Rock with you. Here at Clover Park in Port St. Lucie, Daytona a 2-1 lead. And the first pitch to Dominguez up and in. Above the hands, 1-0. Righty batter keeps his hands away from his body. The 1-0 pitch Breaking ball outside. And the count 2-0. Cooper, drafted by the Reds in 2019 out of Finger Lakes Community College in Canandaigua, New York. 1-1. At the knees, a strike. I've got 2-1. Scoreboard out in left center has 1-2, and indeed, I was correct. It is 2-1. Consuegra leads off of first. Throw back to the bag, not in time. Cooper originally went to Stony Brook University in New York. Spent 1 year there before transferring to community college ball. 1-2 pitch, and this one fouled back in our direction and off the facing of our booth and back on down. I would have made a play for it, but I could tell that one wasn't headed towards our equipment. More concerned about the electronics than myself, especially after a couple of weekends ago. So 2-2 with a man on and two out. A long pause and time called. I was reading Tanner Cooper before he signed with the Reds. And I haven't brought it up with him, but I read somewhere that he was committed to my alma mater, Penn State, before the Reds signed him. 2-2 pitch. This one fouled back again over towards us. Will it land on the roof? Yes, it will. And it stays at 2 balls, 2 strikes on the Mets right fielder. Daytona infield shaded for Dominguez to pull. Callahan up the middle, the 2-2 pitch, and this one hit on a bounce to short. Fielded by Fernandez, underhand shovel to Callahan in time. And the side is retired. No runs, one hit. One man left at the end of four. 2-1 Daytona on the Tortugas Radio Network.
I'll take a Coke.
Is Pepsi okay?
Is Pepsi okay? Is Pepsi okay? Ow! Our puppy's okay. Is a shooting star okay?
Is the laughter of a small child okay?
Are you with me? You seem confused. Let's role play. Now.
Okay, I'm Steve. I'm an actor.
No. Just order something.
You will
have a nice cold glass of the best thing you ever tasted. Okay?
Okay.
I think you might be just saying it wrong. You gotta say it with pride, okay?
Okay.
Oh, yeah, kind of. Pepsi's more than okay. It's okay! Okay! Okay, what have we learned today?
You want a Pepsi?
I want a Pepsi.
She wants a Pepsi. There you go. Okay. Like Lil Jon. Okay.
I've got to come up with my own catchphrase.
Okay!
The biggest party in Central Florida is making its return to Minor League Baseball's oldest ballpark. That's right, Thirsty Thursdays, presented by Bud Light, are returning to the Jack. Every Thursday night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, fans can enjoy draft beers and fountain sodas starting at just $1. You heard that right, folks. Your favorite draft beer or fountain soda starts at just a single dollar. Tickets for our 10 Thirsty Thursday dates are going fast, so secure yours today. Give the Daytona Tortugas a phone call at 386-257-3172, or you can purchase your tickets on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com.
9-1-2 due up for Daytona in the top of the fifth inning. Daytona a 2-1 lead here in this series opener. Fidel Castro reached on an error his first time, and he takes a knee-high strike. It is 0-1. Castro, Veohin, and Dunn. 9-1-2 due up in the inning. The righty fires, and that one up and away. It is 1-1. Sun shining here on this beautiful Tuesday night. The 1-1. And Castro looks at a breaking ball in there. It is 1-2. Shortstop shaded up the middle. Moreno's 1-2 offering. This is the outer half. Rivera thought he had strike three. It's even at 2-2. Shadows creeping in from the third base and left field side. 2-2. And Castro cannot hold up on the fastball away at 92, strike three. Another strikeout for Moreno. That is his fifth tonight. One away in the fifth inning and back to the top of the order in Daniel Veohin. Veohin 0 for 2, lined into a double play his last time up. Righty's first pitch of the at-bat, curveball down and in. It is 1-0. Fancy to get your group to their big event? Then ride with Escott Bus Lines, the official transportation partner of the Daytona Tortugas. The 1-0. Veohin takes a called strike at 81. It is 1-1. Escott Bus Lines has provided organizations of all types with high-quality charter bus transportation since 1983. 1-1 way inside. Veohin opts out of the way. It is 2-1. Moreno delivers. And Veohin watches a snapdragon drop out of the zone. It is 3-1. Speaking of the Mets, one of their disgraced former managers is now a former manager once again. 3-1. Veohin takes high ball 4. So Veo works a one-out walk here in the fifth inning. Second walk allowed by Moreno tonight. And now it is the right fielder, Blake Dunn. Dunn 0 for 2, grounded out to short and has struck out tonight. Mickey Callaway, who was placed on Major League Baseball's ineligible list last May, as Dunn laces one out of play down the right field line towards the concourse in that area, 0-1. This came after the conclusion of Major League Baseball's investigation into his alleged lewd behavior towards 5 separate women. Was fired again today by the team he was managing for in the Mexican League. Is that one high, 1-1, was working for the Aceros de Monclova in the Mexican League. They were 16-17. And was shown the door. 1-1. And done another hard line drive out of play towards the concourse. It is 1-2. Callaway, 47 years old, was the Mets manager in 2018 and 19. Fired after the 2019 season, ended up as the Angels pitching coach in 2020. Was the Guardians pitching coach for 4 years prior to the Mets job, as Dunn can't hold up on the high fastball. Another strikeout for Moreno. A lot of check swings against the 23-year-old here tonight as he picks up his sixth K of the game. One on, two out in a 2-1 Daytona lead. Top of the fifth for the local boy, Jay Allen. Singled and scored on the pass ball last inning. Righty at the shoulders, first pitch to Jay. And the curveball in there for a strike, 0-1. The Athletics' Brittany Garoli and Katie Strang were the ones that broke the details of Callaway's inexcusable behavior as a position of power. Both the Mets and various other organizations, as Allen takes another breaking ball strike, 0-2. Matias Carrillo has taken over as the Aceros manager. The 0-2 pitch. This is the outer half, 1-2. And was looking at that roster, and Callaway was not the only guy on that team that had transgressions against women revealed in the last number of years. One of the infielders on that team was Addison Russell, who got into his fair share of trouble and has been out of baseball, at least the majors, ever since. As Allen takes outside, runner was going, and Rivera can't find the handle, and Veohin steals second base without a throw. Second stolen bag of the year for Veohin. And now a man in scoring position with two outs and a 2-2 count on Allen. Moreno looks towards second base, the break even, and Allen fights one up the middle. Via Vicencio to his left, quick throw in time, ends the inning. Thought that one might find a way On through onto the outfield grass. For Daytona, no runs, no hits because of the walk, one left. Halfway through this one in Port St. Lucie, Daytona a 2-1 lead on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Belly Buster Wednesdays are returning to East Orange Avenue. Starting at just $14 a ticket, you can enjoy all-you-can-eat hot dogs, hamburgers, popcorn, and of course, delicious, cheesy Marco's Pizza. Want to purchase a Belly Buster upgrade at the box office on game day? No problem. For just $4, you can add a Belly Buster to any Wednesday game ticket. Don't miss out on the mouth-watering goodies and jaw-dropping plays at Jackie Robinson Ballpark this summer. Get your Belly Buster Wednesday tickets today by calling the Tortugas at 386-257-3172 or purchase them on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Take the field before the first pitch with your favorite Tortugas players as a part of our Field of Dreams package. Starting at $16 a person, fans receive a general admission ticket, a standard food voucher, and a Tortugas hat. Field of Dreams spots are going quickly, so be sure to act today. To purchase your Field of Dreams package today, call the Tortugas at 386-257-3172 or log on to DaytonaTortugas.com for more information.
Bottom of the fifth inning, Tanner Cooper working into the fifth for the first time this year. Will face 6, 7, and 8 in the Mets order. Jose Rivera struck out his first time. First pitch swinging, fouls it into the first base seats. It is 0-1. Rivera, Tillian, and Wold, the three do up. You're in this fifth inning. Righty's 0-1, another late swing and a foul ball off the net behind Daytona's first base clubhouse. It is 0-2. Tortugas in green, Mets in the blue, pinstriped home whites. The 0-2 pitch, and this one hit on a bounce to short. And underneath the glove of Fernandez and into left field. Looked like that one was going to be a backhanded play for Fernandez, but tried playing it off to his side instead of getting in front of that baseball. And instead of the leadoff man being retired, the Mets have a base runner here to start the bottom of the fifth inning. A hitter error has not been put up yet. Wow, they gave him a base hit on that. But and again, the official scoring here in St. Lucie always tends to be very homerish. And so Rivera is on here to start the fifth inning with what is credited as a single. Tillian takes a ball. It's 1-0. Righty against righty. And that one outside, 2-0. Tillian flied out to right his first time. Javi Rivera, part of the tandem, warming up in the right field bullpen for Daytona. Righty batter wags that bat above that royal blue cap. And the 2-0. A swing and a miss at a high fastball. It is 2-1. Hunter takes his lead. That breaking ball spins in for a strike inside corner. It is 2-2. Tillian out of the Dominican. Signed for six figures with the Mets several years ago. 2-2 pitch, and this one a high bouncer toward short. Fernandez waiting for it to come down, gathers and fires a rocket on to first for the out. Advancing to second on the chopper is Rivera. And so the Mets have the tying run in scoring position with less than two out for the first baseman, Jack Thomas Wold. Wold flied out to center his first time, 0-1. Old the Mets' 12th round pick last year out of UNLV. Lefty batter, no batting gloves, rests that lumber on his back shoulder. Cooper from the stretch, and this one pulled on the ground at first. Ibarra stays down on it, takes it to the bag for the second out. Advancing another 90 feet to third goes Rivera. So the Mets have the tying run at third, but there are two out now for the shortstop, Kevin Villavicencio. Villavicencio, just 18 years old, won't turn 19 until November. Was the Mets MVP of their DSL club last year. Righty against righty, and this one a hopper underneath the legs of the base umpire. Fernandez, low throw, but a backhanded scoop by Ibarra. Gets the force and ends the inning. Nicely done by Ibarra and the base umpire Christian Argueza to avoid that baseball. Mets get a hit, but leave the tying run at third through five. 2-1 Daytona on the Tortugas Radio Network. After a road trip, your Tortugas return home on Tuesday, June 7th to battle the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. It all starts with the Breast Cancer Awareness Night presented by Radiology Associates Imaging, featuring special pink uniforms worn by Tortugas players and coaches. It'll also be a Silver Sluggers Night presented by Conviva and a Taco Tuesday with special deals at concession stands. We celebrate Imaginary Friend Night on Wednesday, June 8th. It's also a Belly Buster Wednesday presented by Marco's Pizza with all-you-can-eat hot dogs, hamburgers, popcorn, and cheesy Marco's Pizza. The biggest party in Central Florida returns with a Bud Light Thirsty Thursday on June 9th, including drink specials starting at just a buck. Bring your four-legged friend out for a nine-inning vacation, too, as it'll also be another Bark in the Park night. Arrive early on Friday, June 10th, as the first 1,000 fans will receive a T-shirt giveaway as a part of another The Nine Night. Players and coaches will don special jerseys, and we recognize Jackie Robinson's teammate, Johnny Wright. Stick around after the final out for another First Friday fireworks show. We celebrate Girl Scout Night on Saturday, June 11th. It'll also be Lung Force Night presented by the American Lung Association. We wrap up the six-game set on Sunday with America's favorite mascot and Sheldon's Family Fun Day featuring Kids Run the Bases presented by Neighbors Ice Cream. For tickets and more information on all our promotions, give us a call at 386-257-3172. Visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Swing over to LabCorp Daytona Beach and participate in a research study today. Compensation ranges from $500 to $12,000 for time and participation. Visit LabCorpClinicalTrials.com to find out how you can participate.
Ruben Ibarra leading off the top of the sixth inning against Luis Moreno. Back out to work in the first pitch of fastball. Darting down and out of the zone. Ruben can't connect. It's 0-1. Ibarra singled and scored back in Daytona's two-run fourth. They have a 2-1 lead. And he swings a rising line drive to center. Ramirez going back and just outside the shadows. Makes the catch on the liner for the first out of the sixth inning. 98.5 off the bat on the line drive for Ruben. One away in the sixth. Here is Tyler Callahan. He's reached base both times tonight. Singled in the second, walked and was stranded at third in the fourth. Righty's first pitch to Tyler. Fastball strike. It is 0-1. We'll take a look around the Reds affiliates. Starting here in the top half of the sixth inning. The 0-1, Callahan takes down by his shoes. Lances off the glove of Rivera, goes high in the air and bounces in front of the plate. It is 1-1. Reds making several major and minor league announcements today. 1-1. That tails outside with a fastball, 2-1. Jake Fraley, who had his rehab assignment in Louisville halted late last week. As Callahan watches that breaking ball spin in for a strike, 2-2. Bases empty, one out, top of the sixth. Daytona, a 2-1 lead. Fraley's knee is feeling better. Stopped his rehab assignment after he was scratched from the lineup on Saturday as Callahan swings and misses at the pitch down for strike three. Seventh strikeout tonight for Luis Moreno. Two down now in the sixth inning for Jack Rogers. Ground rule double to right field his first time. Struck out in his last trip. David Bell said today that Fraley is in a boot. We'll see a foot specialist to evaluate the injury. Is that one slashed down the left field line, a base hit. Over to cut it off is Consuegra. Rogers on his way to second. The throw, the tag dropped. I think Rogers would have been in there ahead of the tag anyway. Head first dive by the left-handed swinging right fielder, serving as the DH tonight. And Daytona has a two-out, two-bagger. Second double of the night for Jack Rogers, his third extra base hit since joining Daytona. And they have a man in scoring position with two down for Ilvin Fernandez. Drove in the go-ahead run back in the fourth inning with a ground out to short with men at second and third. First pitch from Moreno. And Fernandez looks at a 92-mile-an-hour fastball strike 0-1. Bell thinks Fraley re-aggravated the injury when he stepped too hard on a base, saying it's been unfortunate we haven't really gotten him to see him play since coming over from the Mariners, as Fernandez takes another strike. Fastball again from Moreno. It is 0-2. Man at second, two out. Top of the sixth inning. Daytona up by a run. The 0-2 pitch. Fernandez strikes out on the curveball to end the inning. Eighth strikeout tonight for Moreno. And he strands Rogers at second after the two-out double. No runs, one hit, one left after five and a half. It is still 2-1 Daytona on the Tortugas Radio Network.
The Holiday Inn Resort Daytona Beach Oceanfront offers a world-class experience that is second to none. We are centrally located on one of the world's most famous beaches with all the sun, sand, and surf Daytona Beach has to offer. You'll discover great shopping and dining, as well as an array of outdoor adventures nearby. Our oceanfront hotel has it all with direct beach access, relaxing pool with lounge deck, rejuvenating hot tub, exciting splash park, and beach volleyball courts. Stop by the Oceanfront Lounge and Restaurant for a delicious meal or refreshing drink. Our newly renovated, spacious rooms are a comfortable place to relax after a day at the beach, with private balconies, some with oceanfront views. We have a variety of accommodations available, including suites and fully equipped kitchen rooms. And all our guests will enjoy a full array of personal care amenities, such as an in-room safe, microwave, and refrigerator. Book your stay today at Holiday Inn Resort.
The biggest party in Central Florida is making its return to Minor League Baseball's oldest ballpark. That's right, Thirsty Thursdays, presented by Bud Light, are returning to the Jack. Every Thursday night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, fans can enjoy draft beers and fountain sodas starting at just $1. You heard that right, folks. Your favorite draft beer or fountain soda starts at just a single dollar. Tickets for our 10 Thirsty Thursday dates are going fast, so secure yours today. Give the Daytona Tortugas a phone call at 386-257-3172, or you can purchase your tickets on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Call to the bullpen for Daytona as we head to the bottom of the sixth inning. Tanner Cooper out after five innings tonight, a career high, five innings for Coop. On in relief is the 22-year-old right-hander Javi Rivera. Rivera, 6 feet tall, 197 pounds, out of St. Cloud, Florida. Reds' 20th round pick last year out of Florida Atlantic University. Alex Ramirez in the top of the Met lineup to lead off, and he hops out of the way of a breaking ball. It is 1-0. Ramirez, 0-for-2, has grounded out and struck out tonight. Sun has hidden behind the clouds and the overhang up along the third base side. Only shadows over the diamond right now. Lights on have been since before first pitch. The 1-0 from Javi, and this one driven out to center field. Back in to his left is Allen. He's got plenty of space, and he'll make the catch right above the Tortugas word mark on that green uniform for the first out of the sixth inning. One away. Here is William Lugo. Popped up to short his last time, has also grounded out too short. Rivera making his ninth appearance, fifth out of the bullpen for Daytona. Rivera's first pitch Low with the fastball at 92. It's 1-0. 1-2 record for Javi, a 3.09 ERA. 1-0. And this one hit hard on the ground through the legs of Meunier. Actually knocks it down, rolls into foul territory. And he'll pick it up, and safe at first is William Lugo. 107.5 miles an hour on that ground ball at Meunier. And just did not keep his body down long enough to make the play. And again, instead of an error, the Mets get credit for a base hit. Explains a lot of why the Mets lead the league in batting average. So one on and one out for Omar De Los Santos. 0 for 2 tonight. And Rivera misses off the inside corner. It is 1-0. Sun has peeked back out again. Shadows really only at third, short, and in left. As out in front of the breaking ball is De Los Santos. Offering away, it is 1-1. Rivera, 26 hits allowed in 32 innings, just 5 walks and 37 strikeouts. Righty offers, and De Los Santos mad that he didn't offer there. Across for a strike, 1-2. Javi made the start against Palm Beach last Wednesday. Took a no decision. 2 runs, 1 earned on 1 hit. Walked 1, struck out 3. This one hit in the air to left. Back into his left goes Castro to the warning track at the wall. And all he can do is turn and watch that one sail out by the video board. Second home run of the night for the Mets. Basically to the same exact spot out there to left center field. De Los Santos, his 7th home run, RBIs 23 and 24. And the Mets regain the lead. It is 3-2. A 100 miles an hour off the bat, 389 feet out to left center field. And the Mets retake the lead on their second home run of the night. As Stanley Consuegra takes low for ball one. 44th home run given up by Daytona pitching this season, as that one is high. It is 2-0 for Rivera. That's just the second home run he's allowed this season. Both have been in this ballpark to that part of the ballpark. Outside and low, 3-0. Gave up a 3-run home run in a start here back on April the 30th to Drake Osborne. 3-0 from Javi, and that one topped the zone as strike 3-1. Mets have action in their left field bullpen. Left-hander up and throwing. Want to say that is Daniel Juarez. 3-1 pitch sent off the hands. Right field side and out of play. It is 3-2. Final line for Tanner Cooper. We'll have to settle with a no decision tonight after the home run, as this one reached for and skied to left. Racing in towards the line is Castro, sliding feet first and makes the catch. Oh, what a play by Fidel Castro for the second out here in the sixth inning. Beautiful play by the Dominican native. Two down in the sixth. Here is Carlos Dominguez, hit the first of the two Met home runs. With a solo blast in the second. Righty against righty here, bases empty, Mets a 3-2 lead. And this one hits Dominguez right on that elbow guard. And he shakes it off, the elbow guard went flying. I thought it went flying off, just blended in real well after that hit by pitch. That's why you wear it. Would have been a lot more painful had he not been wearing that protection. So Dominguez plunked with a fastball tailing in. And the Mets have a two-out base runner in the sixth inning for Jose Rivera. Singled last inning, he is 1-for-2. Final line for Cooper, 5 innings, a run on 3 hits. That was earned, no walks and 2 strikeouts. 64 pitches, 48 strikes as Rivera misses high for ball one. Been a solid first pro season for Rivera thus far. As that breaking ball outside and low. It is 2-0. Rivera, fastball, curveball, changeup. Generally sitting around 92, 93 with the fastball. The 2-0. That one up and in. Jose Rivera spinning out of the way. It's three balls and no strikes. Mets, two runs in on two hits. Here in this sixth inning, they have a 3-2 lead. Rivera fires, and that one in the dirt, ball four. A rare walk by Javier Rivera. Just the sixth he has allowed this season. And the Mets with two on and two out in the inning. And before Rivera throws his 20th pitch of the frame, Todd Naskadov will come out of the dugout for the first time in this series. So we're telling you the update on Jake Fraley for the Reds or other minor league moves for the organization today. Michael Byrne, Francisco Urbaez reinstated off the AA Chattanooga 7-day IL. Leonardo Rivas has been placed on the development list at AA Chattanooga. Matt Lloyd, infielder, reinstated from the IL, transferred to the Complex League from AA. And Sam McWilliams, who's one of the all-time interesting stories in baseball, sent from Chattanooga to the Complex League. During the pandemic year, I want to say was talking with Doug Gray of RedsMinorLeagues.com about this earlier today. But McWilliams was signed to a major league contract by the Mets, even though he had never pitched the majors before and had, I want to say it was like a above 7 ERA the year prior in the Rays system, I believe it was. Two on and two out for Junior Tillian. And Javi misses down and away for ball one. Tillian 0 for 2. Rounded out to short against Cooper last inning. Dominguez at second. Rivera at first. Two runs in for St. Lucie. A 1-0 pitch. And Tillian late on the fastball up. It is 1-1. Javi got a fresh haircut. Almost entirely shaved his head prior to that last appearance last week. He and Cooper changing up the looks hair-wise as this one off the hands. High pop-up behind the plate. Veoheen gives a look, but this one lands off the railing of the second level. And the count 1-2. And Rivera cut off his hair, and Tanner Cooper shaved off his mustache. Didn't realize until after he pitched and got the win last Wednesday that the mustache had been retired. Done well the last two outings without it. Rivera trying to limit the damage here in the sixth. 1-2 from Javi. This one fouled over the netting. And off to our right remains 1-2. Daytona will have 8-9-1 due up against the Mets in the seventh. Sun still shining. Bottom of the 7 o'clock hour. Justin Rock with you here from Clover Park. The 1-2 pitch. This one off the end of the bat to short. Manier fields, or rather Fernandez fields, excuse me. Underhand flips to Callahan covering second. And the side is retired. But the Mets take the lead on the two-run home run by Omar De Los Santos after six here at Clover Park. Mets 3, Tortugas 2. You're listening on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network.
The next great flavor from Wendy's is here. The Bourbon Bacon Cheeseburger. With Wendy's signature Applewood smoked bacon smothered in a brand new bourbon bacon sauce. Because Wendy's goes all in on flavor, unlike other places.
Innovation is this team's secret sauce.
Isn't our secret sauce kind of like Thousand Island?
Shh, they might be listening. Bill's right. Everyone, break your phone.
Get them on the table.
Okay. I don't have an insurance plan for my phone.
It's no secret. When it comes to flavor, we got you with the new Bourbon Bacon Cheeseburger. Only at Wendy's.
Want to head out to Jackie Robinson Ballpark this season but aren't sure of what day or game works best for you? a Daytona Tortugas Flex ticket plan may be right up your alley. With a 10 or 30 game ticket plan, you'll get your very own personal account manager, online access to transfer or exchange tickets, plus you can exchange your tickets in any combination. Want to use 2 tickets at a time? Perfect. Want to use 6 tickets for 1 game? That works too. There are no blackout dates as a part of the Daytona Tortugas Flex Pack. So what are you waiting for? Get your ticket plan and join in on the 9-inning vacation at one of America's legendary ballparks. To purchase your package today, get the Tugas box office a call at 386-257-3172. Or you can purchase them online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Call to the bullpen for the Mets as we head to the top of the seventh inning. It is the left-hander Daniel Juarez who takes over for Luis Moreno. 8-9-1 due up. 3 lefties set to bat for Daytona as Manier reaches and skies the first pitch of the inning into shallow left. In it to his right is Consuegra, and he'll make the catch above that blue lid. 1 pitch, 1 out for Juarez to begin the seventh inning. Manier now 0-3, brings up the left fielder Fidel Castro, reached on an error and has struck out tonight. Juarez standing at 5'9", 190 pounds, 21 years old from Guigüey in the Dominican. As the lefty misses outside for ball one. Juarez for the Mets making his 13th appearance. 1-0, a 255 earned run average. Now one outside, ball two. Juarez, 2 saves, 14 hits in 17 and two-thirds innings, 8 walks and 29 strikeouts. A 226 opponent average as Castro takes a strike high and tight. It is 2-1. Final line for the starter, Luis Moreno. Leaves in line for the win after the De Los Santos home run. Castro shows bunt with the third baseman back and fouls it to the screen. It is 2-2. Moreno, 6 innings, 2 runs, 1 earned. 5 hits, 2 walks, 8 strikeouts. Threw a wild pitch. 83 pitches and 53 strikes tonight. The 2-2. Castro at the knee, strike 3 call. Second time Castro's been down on strikes tonight. 2 quick outs in the seventh for the Mets defensively, and back to the top of the order. And Daniel Vaoheen, 0-2, walked his last time. Has also lined into a double play and grounded out to short. Juarez from the first base side of the mound. And finding the top of the zone with a fastball at 92. It is 0-1. Juarez stands angled towards the third base dugout, the 0-1. This is the outside corner. And the count 1-1. Juarez last pitched against Dunedin. That was on Thursday. Picked up the save through a scoreless inning, struck out 3. As Vaoheen grounds this one to second. On a couple of hops to Tillian. On the back of the infield dirt, fires to first in time to end the inning. 1-2-3 goes Daytona against the lefty in the seventh. Time to get up and stretch here at Clover Park. Mets a 3-2 lead on the Tortugas Radio Network.
There is no greater show in Daytona Beach than a Firework Friday at Jackie Robinson Ballpark. The first Friday night home game of each month during the Tortugas 2022 campaign will conclude with a magnificent firework extravaganza over the Halifax River that will light up the night sky. In all, the Tugas will have 7 firework shows throughout the course of the upcoming season. So don't wait. Secure your 9-inning vacation with a side of fireworks right now by giving the Tortugas box office a phone call at 386-257-3172 or by logging on to DaytonaTortugas.com.
Dave & Buster's is all new and now open in Tomoka Town Center. The only place to eat, drink, play, and watch sports in Daytona Beach. Play hundreds of the newest arcade games and check out the mind-blowing virtual reality experiences. Catch all the games on massive HD TVs and our state-of-the-art sports bar. Try all new menu items like the mouth-watering Super Stack Burger and enjoy one-of-a-kind cocktails. Eat, drink, play, and watch sports only at the all-new Dave & Buster's in Daytona Beach. Now open in Tomoka Town Center.
Rivera back to work for Daytona as we move to the bottom of the seventh inning. Mets a 3-2 lead here in the opening game of this six-game series. Fans, Escott Bus Lines is the official transportation partner of the Daytona Tortugas. Escott Bus Lines is a family-owned company that's been providing organizations of all types with charter bus transportation since 1983. Jack Thomas Wold to lead off takes outside for ball one. Reserve your ride at escottbuslines.com. That's E-S-C-O-T, buslines.com. The 1-0, and Wold flat-footed swings through a changeup. It is 1-1. Wold 0 for 2, 8-9-1, set to hit for the Mets in the seventh inning. The 1-1 from Javi. Foul towards the backfields here at Clover Park. It is 1-2. Finally get you that look around the Reds affiliates. These innings have been going by rather rapidly. As Wold takes low. And it's even at two balls and two strikes. Abbreviated selection of games. Triple A Louisville played last night on Memorial Day, so they have off today. In Gwinnett, the 2-2, and Wold reaches for that one and fouls it towards the Met dugout. Remains even, two balls and two strikes. Battle for the color red up in Boston tonight. Reds and Red Sox. Bottom of the second inning at Fenway, no score. 2-2 from Javi. Another foul ball out of the stadium. Luis Castillo for the Reds. Michael Wacha for the Red Sox. Nick Senzel. Tyler Stevenson, Albert Almora Jr. The Daytona alums in the lineup. The 2-2 pitch, and this one pulled on the ground at first. Backhanding it is Ibarra, and he'll win the race to first against his counterpart for the first out of the seventh inning. One out for Kevin Villavicencio, the shortstop. 0 for 2, a ground ball to first, a ground ball to short. The other Reds news we hadn't told you about, Tommy Pham, who is back after his three-game suspension for slapping the Giants' Jock Peterson over a fantasy football issue from the fall, as there is a strike 0-1. Was in the lineup for the Reds tonight and then was scratched. The 0-1, this one a ground ball to third. Meniere stays down on it. Fires across the diamond casually, two out. Two up, two down for Rivera in the seventh. Now it is the top of the order in Alex Ramirez. 0 for 3, flied out to center against Javi last inning. Double A Chattanooga threw one at home against the Rocket City Trash Pandas, Angels affiliate. They trail 2-0. Eduardo Salazar making the start for the Lookouts tonight. Ivan Johnson batting fifth at second base is 0 for 1, Tortuga alum. As Ramirez attacks the first pitch and pops it up. Third base side, Meniere in foul ground, now drifting back into fair territory. And on the grass, makes the catch off to his side to end the inning. Strong bounce back inning by Rivera as he retires the Mets in order. On 10 pitches to the eighth, business end of the opener. Mets a 3-2 lead here on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime
at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Come on in. We're real glad to see you. At Dustin's, great barbecue is what we do, but friendly is who we are. Dustin's Barbecue has been family-owned and operated since 1991. Our goal was to create a friendly restaurant that served the very best Southern barbecue around, and if you listen to our customers, we definitely made it happen. From our smoker comes all of the favorites you crave, and when you experience our flavor, you'll fully understand that Dustin's is real Southern barbecue. Only the best cuts of pork, beef, and turkey are slow smoked to perfection. Pulled pork or sliced pork, fall off the bone chicken, St. Louis style spare ribs, and our tender baby back ribs are all customer favorites. Dustin's also serves great steaks and seafood, but let's not forget the tasty appetizers, side dishes, and our fabulous all-you-can-eat salad bar. Dine in or take out, call ahead and we'll have it ready for you. We also have a catering service for your next party or event. Locations in Ormond Beach, Port Orange, Edgewater, DeLand, and Melbourne. Check out our daily lunch and dinner specials at DustinsBarbecue.com.
Top of the eighth inning, Mets a 3-2 lead. 2-3 and 4 set to bat for Daytona against the lefty Daniel Juarez. On for his second inning of relief, needed only 9 pitches to get through the 7th. First pitch of the frame to Blake Dunn. Squirts past the catcher down and into the backstop. It is 1-0. Dunn 0 for 3 tonight. Trying to start a rally here in the 8th inning, the 1-0. And he lifts one in the air to center. Jogging in is Ramirez. Speeding up a little bit now, slows down, makes the catch with two hands above that Mets word mark. One away in the 8th inning, Dunn 0 for 4 tonight. Here's Jay Allen, 1 for 3 with a single and a run scored. Grounded out to short. His last time in the 5th. Tortugas, 2 runs, 5 hits, no errors. They have left 5 tonight. The Mets, 3 runs, 5 hits, 1 error. They have left 4. First pitch to Allen. And the 19-year-old takes a strike up in the zone. It is 0-1. Wrapping up our look around the Reds affiliates, only one other score to tell you about. High A Dayton at home against the South Bend Cubs, the 0-1. Down and in, 1-1. Dayton a 2-0 lead. In the top of the third inning, Alan Cerda, a solo home run, his 7th of the year. Former Tortuga, 1-1. Allen out in front of the off speed. 79 from Juarez that time, 1-2. Joe Boyle, the Midwest League Pitcher of the Week. Tortuga alumnus. Thrown 2 1/3, scoreless so far tonight, has struck out 4. 1-2, and Allen fouls another one behind the plate to stay alive. Jose Torres, Eli De La Cruz, Reese Hines, Austin Hendrick, Alan Cerda, Alex McGarry, Justice Thompson. The Daytona alums in the high A lineup tonight. 1-2, Allen takes below the knees. And it's even at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ruben Ibarra, the first baseman, is on deck. Clouds hanging overhead now, nothing nefarious. Well, it helped cooling down the temperature a little, the 2-2, and Allen drives one to left center field. Got underneath it. Sliding to his right is Ramirez, and on a slow jaunt makes the catch for the second out. So a couple of fly balls to center is how Daytona has gone to start the 8th. Brings up the first baseman, Ruben Ibarra, singled and scored back in Daytona's 4th inning. Juarez from the first base side of the hill. They play Ibarra to pull, and Ruben takes a knee-high strike going 1. Posted the video on social media yesterday of Ibarra's 451-foot tank to center on Saturday night. Is that inside and low, 1-1? Social media is such a wonderfully weird thing sometimes. Ibarra's home run. It's only been up for about, not even 36 hours as Ibarra grounds it foul at the third base line, 1-2. Already been viewed over 18,000 times across the globe. He's got a big fan base, does Ruben, despite his pro career being relatively new. Not inside, 2-2. Of course, graduated from San Jose State University last week. Awesome ceremony. Reds is always doing a great job recognizing their players whenever they graduate. As Ibarra swings through an elevated fastball, strike three. Asked the home plate ump, McKenna, whether or not he swung at a strike. But Juarez retires the side in order for the second straight inning. As Daytona goes quietly in the eighth. Bottom of the eighth we go. Daytona trying to keep this a one-run game. Mets lead it 3-2.
Dave & Buster's is all new and now open in Tomoka Town Center. The only place to eat, drink, play, and watch sports in Daytona Beach. Play hundreds of the newest arcade games and check out the mind-blowing virtual reality experiences. Catch all the games on massive HD TVs and our state-of-the-art sports bar. Try all new menu items like the mouth-watering Super Stack Burger and enjoy one-of-a-kind cocktails. Eat, drink, play, and watch sports only at the all-new Dave & Buster's in Daytona Beach. Now open in Tomoka Town Center.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Bottom of the eighth inning, Daytona trying to keep this a one-run game. Mets a 3-2 lead in the opening game of this six-game series. We'll be with you live from Cover Park all week long. William Lugo to lead off, 2-3-4, due up against Rivera in the eighth. And Javi's first pitch, Snapdragon, in for a strike, 0-1. Lugo, 1-for-3, singled and scored on the De Los Santos home run back in the sixth. This one a dribbler. Third base side, Rivera bare hands, throws to first, but pulls Ibarra off the bag, and safe at first is Lugo. What a bare-handed play by Javi. May have rushed the throw just a tad. He made such a clean play there, I think he had more time than he realized. It'll be an infield hit for William Lugo. Nothing routine about that play for Javi. So the Mets have the leadoff man on in the eighth inning. First time they've done that since the fifth. And the first pitch, De Los Santos tries to hit the ball all the way back to the Dominican. And comes up with a bag full of air. It's 0-1. He's the difference in this game right now. 1-for-3. Go ahead, two-run home run off Rivera in the sixth. The 0-1. This one line off the glove of the third baseman, Minier, down the left field line. Over to get it is Castro off the sidewall, playing it too slowly. Rounding third, heading to the plate is Lugo. Relay by Callahan will not be made. RBI double for Omar De Los Santos. And the Mets have opened up a two-run lead. It is 4-2. Castro was waiting for that one to take a big bounce off the sidewall, but it never came. Lugo never stopped tussling from first base and scores without a throw. De Los Santos with his 25th RBI of the year, his third of the ballgame. And the Mets a two-run lead here in the eighth inning. Exactly the opposite of what Daytona was looking for in this frame. So a run in, a man at second, and nobody out for Stanley Consuegra. 1-for-3 with a base hit tonight. And he's laid on the fastball up. It is 0-1. Mets have dominated the season series thus far. Have won 7 of the 9 as the runner goes. This is a chopper to short. Waiting on it, Fernandez. Throw to first in time. Throw back to the plate. Not in time as De Los Santos scores from second base. Fernandez waited on the chopper. De Los Santos was running on the pitch. Fernandez made the throw across to first. Ibarra tried to quickly fire on home but could not do so in time. It'll be an RBI ground out to short for Stanley Consuegra. And the Mets take a 5-2 eighth inning lead. That was all excellent base running by the Mets. 14th RBI from Consuegra. So bases are empty with one out, but the Mets have two in. As Dominguez swings and misses, and that one hit Veoheen, and Veoheen is down. Josh Hobson and Gookie Dawkins out of the dugout. Home plate umpire Connor McKenna immediately motioned for somebody to come out of the dugout. Veoheen walking away from them. Out towards the pitcher's mound. Mask still on. A little bit of a hitch in his giddy up, but not nearly as bad as what anyone may have thought. So the count is 0-1 on Dominguez. But, of course, the concern on the Tortugas catcher, Veoheen. Mets with two runs in on two hits here in the bottom of the eighth inning. The RBI double by De Los Santos, and then De Los Santos scores from second on the ground out to short. Veoheen still talking to Hobson and Dawkins. Home plate umpire McKenna standing behind them. Out in front of the pitcher's mound towards home plate. Veoheen rejoined Daytona's roster at the beginning of the two-week homestand after missing the first month and a half of the season with a hamate injury. Hamate bone in the wrist. Looked like Veoheen was favoring maybe the right leg, so good to see that it's not a re-aggravation of the injury. Veoheen is all right, will stay in the game as Dawkins and Hobson return to their posts in the dugout. Count 0-1 on Dominguez. Base is empty in the eighth inning, and Dominguez gets hit with a breaking ball. Rivera looking off towards center field, not on purpose. And Dominguez hit for the second time tonight. So the Mets get a one-out base runner. Sends up the catcher, Jose Rivera. And Dominguez, a round of applause from the hometown crowd. One on, one out, two in for the Mets. Rivera 1-for-2 has singled and walked, and he lines that one out of play towards the parking lot. And the count is 0-1. Looking ahead to the top of the ninth, Daytona will have 5, 6, and 7. Callahan, Rogers, and Fernandez. The 0-1. Punch to the screen, and the count 0-2. Series will continue tomorrow night. It'll be 6:10 first pitches every day except for the finale on Sunday. That will be at 10 after 12. A good pitching matchup tomorrow. The 0-2. This one down the right field line. Fair or foul? Foul ball by the Tortuga bullpen. There remains no balls and two strikes. The Sam Benscooter for Daytona tomorrow. 2-1. A 4.01 ERA. Dominic Hamill One of the Mets' top 30 arms. 2021 draftee will go for them. 2-1, a 4.78 ERA. Our coverage begins 15 minutes prior to first pitch at 5:55. Leading up to that 6:10 first pitch as Rivera fouls it off the mitt of Elohim. Another foul ball. As we said, the Mets have won 7 of 9 in this series this year. And since the franchise rebranded to the Tortugas, dominated the season series overall. Is that one in the dirt? It is 1-2. Mets have won 21 games over 500 against Daytona since the change in affiliation. 1-2. Outside with a breaking ball, 2-2. Last year, they split the season series. Daytona was 6-6 here at Clover Park and 6-6 at home. This one again fouled off the netting on top of Daytona's dugout. 5 foul balls from Rivera during the course of this at-bat. Pitch very high to Rivera. Out of the crouch, Veoheen to snag it. It's a full count. Rivera. His 17th pitch here in the eighth inning. Dominguez takes his lead off of first. Runner goes. And this one again fouled out of play to the right-hand side. Six foul balls in this at-bat for Jose Rivera. Sun continuing to set. Still see some strands of blue between the clouds. Hanging low here at Clover Park. Lights on. More of an effect on the diamond than there were earlier. Another 3-2 pitch. High ball 4. Great at-bat from Jose Rivera. The Cokes a one-out walk. Veoheen out to the mound to talk with Javi. As the Mets looking to create some further separation. 2-1, one out. It'll be Junior Tilley in the batter. Long discussion atop the hill between Veoheen and Rivera, both looking off towards left field. So Veoheen back behind the plate. Tillian has stepped into the box. First pitch from Rivera. Curve ball in for a strike. It is 0-1. Tillian, as he mentioned, a 3-home run game for the Mets on Sunday. The first for the franchise. The 0-1 outside gets past Veoheen on a fly. And everyone moves up 90 feet to second and third. Wild pitch on Rivera. And that eliminates the chance for a double play to get out of the inning. Spent last year in the FCL, did Tillian. As that breaking ball down and away. Count now 2 balls and 1 strike. It's just .165 in the complex league last year. Tillian, just 19 years old. Won't turn 20 until September, the 2-1. And a late swing on the fastball. It's 2-2. Daytona has brought the infield in here. Trying to cut off any further damage. The 2-2. Popped up. Right-hand side. Callahan and Ibarra there. Who's calling for it? Ibarra makes the catch on the outfield grass. Bluffing a tag from third is Dominguez. Two out now in the eighth inning. Big pitch there by Rivera. Sends up the first baseman, Jack Thomas Wold. Rounded out to first, last inning against Javi. He's 0 for 3 tonight. Wold, generally short for a first baseman, listed at just 5'10". Jack Thomas Stephen Wold. First pitch to him here, ground ball to second. Callahan to his left. And he'll make the overhand toss to Ibarra to end the inning. But the Mets strike for two runs on two hits. And two men left on base at the end of eight. Mets a 5-2 lead on the Tortugas Radio Network.
The Holiday Inn Resort Daytona Beach Oceanfront offers a world-class experience that is second to none. We are centrally located on one of the world's most famous beaches with all the sun, sand, and surf Daytona Beach has to offer. You'll discover great shopping and dining, as well as an array of outdoor adventures nearby. Our oceanfront hotel has it all with direct beach access, relaxing pool with lounge deck, rejuvenating hot tub, exciting splash park, and beach volleyball courts. Stop by the oceanfront lounge and restaurant for a delicious meal or refreshing drink. Our newly renovated, spacious rooms are a comfortable place to relax after a day at the beach, with private balconies, some with oceanfront views. We have a variety of accommodations available, including suites and fully equipped kitchen rooms. And all our guests will enjoy a full array of personal care amenities, such as an in-room safe, microwave, and refrigerator. Book your stay today at Holiday Inn Resort.
Staying out for his third inning of relief, trying to pick up the save for the Mets as we head to the top of the ninth inning. Two lefties and a righty due up, Callahan, Rogers, Fernandez. Mets in front 5-2, opening game of this six-game series. Tyler Callahan will lead it off, 1-for-2 as singled and walked. Mets do have a right-hander up in their left field bullpen. That appears to be Joshua Cornelli. First pitch from the lefty to the lefty, Callahan, a called strike. It is 0-1. Callahan struck out his last time. He's been on a roll since the weekend, got off to a bit of a slow start offensively, the 0-1. Outside, it is 1-1, but Callahan had two hits in game one on Saturday, had another base hit and a couple of free passes and an RBI yesterday, has reached base twice again here tonight. The 1-1. Missing low. And the count 2-1. Top of the 8 o'clock hour in the East. Justin Rock with you. Mets a 3-run lead in the opening game of this series as Callahan gets jammed. Pop fly towards first. Wold even with the first base bag now in a little bit. Makes the catch right by the cutout on the infield grass. One away in this ninth inning. Fans, a reminder, after the final out, we'll have the recap report. Look back at today's game, scores from out of town, and a look ahead to game two in this series tomorrow night. Ben Scooter against Hamill. Lefty against lefty, Jack Rogers steps in and fouls it back. It is 0-1. Rogers 2-for-3 tonight with a couple of doubles as Daytona's last hit. He's their last base runner. On that opposite field, two-bagger against Moreno in the sixth. The 0-1. Now on high, 1-1. Long line of gray clouds hanging from the left field wall over our booth here. As this one driven in the air to center. Back into his left, Ramirez on the move in front of the 405 marker. Makes the over-the-shoulder grab for the second out in this ninth inning. 102 miles an hour off the bat. But once again, the Mets take away a well-stung ball by the Daytona offense. So the Tortugas down to their final out tonight. It'll be up to the shortstop, Ilvin Fernandez, 0 for 3 with a couple of strikeouts. Also has an RBI ground out to short. Lefty against righty, and Juarez's first pitch fastball pumped by him. It's 0-1. Braylon Minier, the third baseman, hoping for an opportunity on deck. The 0-1. Swing and a miss at a 93-mile-an-hour fastball. And Daytona down to their final strike here tonight. Solid crowd on hand for a Tuesday evening here in Port St. Lucie. The lefties 0-2. Fernandez skies one off the end of the bat. First base side long run for the catcher. And that one not five rows back into the blue chair back seats. Stays at no balls and two strikes. No one in a hurry to go anywhere here on this early Tuesday evening. The 0-2. Fernandez a line drive towards the Met bullpen. Little bit out in front remains at 0-2. Daytona, both of their runs in the fourth. Mets with a run in the second. Two in the sixth and two more in the eighth. The 0-2. And Fernandez fouls it off to the padded wall behind the plate. Third straight foul ball for Fernandez with an 0-2 count. Juarez kicks the 0-2. Fernandez fouls it back towards us and into the booth, or actually off the facing of the booth to our left. Stays at no balls and two strikes. Outstanding over by the Met bullpen, the 0-2, and Fernandez fouls another one aside. Five straight foul balls by Ilvin Fernandez with an 0-2 count. And Daytona down to their final strike tonight. Impressive regardless of the result here. The 0-2. Another foul ball, this time off the railing by the Mets dugout. Make that six in a row for Ilvin. Love to see that kind of fight from a youngster playing in just his third game at this level. Set up inside the 0-2, and Fernandez, fly ball right center field, no man's land coming on. Dominguez makes the catch with the second baseman Tillian trailing out to his left, and the ball game is over. And the Mets have taken the opening game of this series. The final tonight, the Mets 5 and the Tortugas 2. We'll take a break. When we come back, we will have the recap report for you. Mets become the second team in the league, first in the division to reach the 30-win plateau. They defeat the Tortugas tonight 5-2. Back with our final thoughts after these messages on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network.
The Holiday Inn Resort Daytona Beach Oceanfront offers a world-class experience that is second to none. We are centrally located on one of the world's most famous beaches with all the sun, sand, and surf Daytona Beach has to offer. You'll discover great shopping and dining, as well as an array of outdoor adventures nearby. Our oceanfront hotel has it all with direct beach access, relaxing pool with lounge deck, rejuvenating hot tub, exciting splash park, and beach volleyball courts. Stop by the oceanfront lounge and restaurant for a delicious meal or refreshing drink. Our newly renovated, spacious rooms are a comfortable place to relax after a day at the beach, with private balconies, some with oceanfront views. We have a variety of accommodations available, including suites and fully equipped kitchen rooms. And all our guests will enjoy a full array of personal care amenities, such as an in-room safe, microwave, and refrigerator. Book your stay today at Holiday Inn Resort.
After a road trip, your Tortugas return home on Tuesday, June 7th to battle the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. It all starts the Breast Cancer Awareness Night presented by Radiology Associates Imaging, featuring special pink uniforms worn by Tortugas players and coaches. It'll also be a Silver Sluggers Night presented by Conviva and a Taco Tuesday with special deals at concession stands. We celebrate Imaginary Friend Night on Wednesday, June 8th. It's also a Belly Buster Wednesday presented by Marco's Pizza with all-you-can-eat hot dogs, hamburgers, popcorn, and cheesy Marco's Pizza. The biggest party in Central Florida returns with a Bud Light Thirsty Thursday on June 9th, including drink specials starting at just a buck. Bring your four-legged friend out for a nine-inning vacation, too, as it'll also be another Bark in the Park night. Arrive early on Friday, June 10th, as the first 1,000 fans will receive a T-shirt giveaway as a part of another The Nine Night. Players and coaches will don special jerseys, and we recognize Jackie Robinson's teammate, Johnny Wright. Stick around after the final out for another First Friday fireworks show. We celebrate Girl Scout Night on Saturday, June 11th. It'll also be Lung Force Night presented by the American Lung Association. We wrap up the six-game set on Sunday with America's favorite mascot and Sheldon's Family Fun Day featuring Kids Run the Bases presented by Neighbors Ice Cream. For tickets and more information on all our promotions, give us a call at 386-257-3172. Visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Whether it is corporate or casual, there's no better place for a group outing than a night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark with the Daytona Tortugas. We have a variety of different communal areas that are suitable to your needs. Looking to host a large number of people? The Budweiser Bullpen or Party Pavilion down the right field line is perfect for you. Searching for something a little smaller for a birthday party or team event? Take a look at the Turtle's Nest along the first base side. Our friendly and knowledgeable ticket staff are ready to help you get started. To learn more about our group areas and pricing, give the Tortugas a call at 386-257-3172 or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
It's now time for the Recap Report, featuring a look back at today's game, scores from Major League Baseball, and a look forward to the Tortugas' next game. So let's send it back out to the stadium and the voice of the Tortugas, Justin Rock.
Well, if you blinked, you missed this one. A game completed in just a hair over 2 hours tonight as the Mets take the opening game of this series by a final of 5-2. Justin Rock back with you here at Clover Park. Mets with the win tonight, improving to an Eastern Division leading at 30-16. Daytona with the loss tonight, dropping to 19-27 on the young campaign. Now 11 back of the Mets in the Eastern Division. Let's take you through the game that was here on the final day of May 2022. Was the right-hander Tanner Cooper to start against fellow righty Luis Moreno. Was a scoreless game going to the bottom of the second inning. Tanner Cooper retired the first four batters of the game in order. But on a 2-2 pitch, Carlos Dominguez clubbed a home run out by the left center field video board. His league high tying 11th of the year gave the Mets a 1-0 lead. Daytona, though, would have an answer in the top of the fourth inning. Jay Allen led off with a single through the right side of the infield, would advance to second on a wild pitch. After Ruben Ibarra dunked a single in the center, that it moved Allen to third. Tyler Callahan walked, and with Jack Rogers at the plate, a swing and a miss on the first pitch, but a passed ball on the catcher allowed Allen to score the tying run from third. Ibarra went to third. To second went Callahan. After Jack Rogers struck out, Ilvin Fernandez hit a ground ball to short. Middle infield was playing back. So Ibarra scored from third without a play. And Daytona had a 2-1 lead. Braylon Menier would fly out to center to end the inning. Daytona would get men into scoring position in the fifth and sixth, but could not add to their lead. Would not get a man on base in the seventh inning through the ninth, but the Mets would take the lead once again with the gopher ball in the sixth inning. Tanner Cooper's day was done after five. Javi Rivera came in. Got Alex Ramirez to fly out to center, but William Lugo hit a sharp ground ball to third that Braylon Menier couldn't field cleanly. Lugo was given credit for an infield hit. And then on a 1-2 pitch, Omar De Los Santos sent one out to virtually the same spot Dominguez hit one earlier in the game, a two-run home run for De Los Santos, his eighth of the year, gave the Mets a 3-2 advantage in the eighth. They would add to it. William Lugo reached on an infield hit. He would score on a double down the left field line by De Los Santos, made it 4-2. Stanley Consuegra would then ground out to short. De Los Santos was off on the pitch, took third, and on the throw to first by Fernandez, broke to the plate. Ibarra's relay there, not in time. So he scored, made it 5-2. Mets would get men at second and third, but a pop-up to second and a ground out to second ended the rally. In the ninth, Daytona went down in order as the Mets win it by a final of 5-2. Winning pitcher tonight for the Mets is Luis Moreno. He improves to 4-0. Six innings, two runs, one earned on five hits, walk two, struck out eight. Losing pitcher is Javi Rivera. He drops to 1-3, gives up four runs on four hits in three innings, walk two, did not record a strikeout tonight. Daniel Juarez, his third save, three innings, nine up, nine down. He struck out two tonight. Final line score, Daytona, two runs, five hits, no errors. They left five. The Mets, five runs, seven hits, one error. They left six. Final time of game tonight, 2 hours on the nose in front of the crowd of 1,410 here at Clover Park. Taking you through the FSL and the out-of-town scoreboard here on this Tuesday night, opening game of the week-long series. One game in a rain delay has not started yet. Fort Myers and Tampa, they hope to get underway rather shortly out at Hammond Stadium. Kind of crazy that we're done and another team hasn't even started their game yet. Bottom of the seventh in Jupiter, Palm Beach leading the Hammerheads 4-1, opening game of that duel for the Dean. Top of the second in Clearwater, Threshers and Blue Jays were delayed for a while due to rain. That game is scoreless. Trenton Wallace against Oswald Medina, and they are in the bottom of the eighth in Lakeland. The Flying Tigers, a 2-0 lead on the Marauders. Marauders been limited to five hits tonight. As for the Reds affiliate scoreboard, Cincinnati in Boston taking on the Red Sox tonight. Rematch of the 75 World Series. That game scoreless going to the bottom of the fifth. Luis Castillo against Michael Wacha. Double-A Chattanooga at home against Rocket City. Angels affiliate, they trail 4-0 in the top of the fourth. High A Dayton, bottom of the fourth inning at home against the South Bend Cubs. They lead 3-1. Alan Cerda, a solo home run, his seventh of the year. Joe Boyle has struck out five tonight. Triple A Louisville has the night off as they played yesterday on Memorial Day. Major League Baseball scoreboard on this Tuesday. Tigers and Twins playing a doubleheader out at Comerica. Twins took game one 8-2, bottom of the fourth. In game two right now, Tigers a 4-0 lead. Top of the seventh in Cleveland, Guardians an 8-3 lead on the Royals. Phillies a 1-0 advantage on the Giants. Top of the fifth inning, Ranger Suarez against Jacob Junis. Middle of the fourth in Baltimore, Mariners up by a touchdown and a two-point conversion, 8-0. George Kirby against Zach Lowther. Bottom four in New York, Yankees a 5-0 lead on the Angels. Bottom four in Toronto, Blue Jays on top of the White Sox, 2-1. Kevin Gausman against Lucas Giolito. Mets leading the Nationals 2-0 on a Starling Marte home run. Bottom of the third, Trevor Williams against Patrick Corbin. Middle two in St. Louis, Cardinals and Padres scoreless. Adam Wainwright against Blake Snell. Bottom one in Arlington, Rangers and Rays are scoreless. Martin Perez against Ryan Yarbrough. Bottom one in Chicago, Cubs out to an early 1-0 lead on the Brewers. It is Justin Steele against Eric Lauer. Everything else in the majors later on tonight at 9:40. A's host the Astros. It'll be Frankie Montas against Christian Javier. The Diamondbacks will host the Braves. Also at 9:40, Humberto Castellanos against Charlie Morton. Pirates are in L.A. to take on the Dodgers at 10:10. Mitch Keller against Julio Urias. And the Rockies and the Marlins rained out today at Coors Field. They'll make it up as part of a doubleheader tomorrow. Or at least I think it'll be a part of a doubleheader tomorrow. Indeed it will. doubleheader tomorrow in Colorado at 3:10 Eastern Time. Our series here continues tomorrow at 6:10. Our coverage will begin 15 minutes prior to first pitch at 5:55. Sam Benscooter will get the ball for Daytona, 2-1, a 4.01 ERA. Dominic Hamill, one of the Mets' top 30 arms in their system, he will get the ball for St. Lucie, 2-1, a 4.78 ERA. Again, our coverage starting 15 minutes prior to first pitch at 5:55, leading up to the 6:10 first pitch right here from Clover Park in Port St. Lucie. That'll do it for us here tonight. Feels weird signing off at 8:25 on a Tuesday night, but our evening is done here at Clover Park for our quartet of owners, Reese Smith, Bob Fregol, Rick French, and Kyle McEwen. Our general manager, Jim Jaworski, and our entire cast of characters back at Jackie Robinson Ballpark in Daytona Beach. I'm Justin Rock saying so long from Clover Park in Port St. Lucie as the Mets take the opener tonight by a final of 5-2. We hope to have you with us again tomorrow evening, but until then, enjoy the rest of your Tuesday night, everybody. So long.
Thank you for tuning in to Daytona Tortuga Baseball, affiliate of the Cincinnati Reds. This broadcast of Daytona Tortugas Baseball is a production of the Tortugas Radio Network in connection with Minor League Baseball. This broadcast is intended for private, non-commercial use of audience and cannot be duplicated, reproduced, or rebroadcast without the express written consent of the Daytona Tortugas or Minor League Baseball. This is the Tortuga Radio Network.